Oh, hey, didn't see you there. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Jake, I don't know if you know this, but we sort of all carry around different stressors, big and small.
Yeah. No, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I've heard some people do that.
And if you're anything like me, you just sort of keep it bottled up inside and never complain or talk about it to anyone ever.
Very deep, deep, deep down.
Yes. You put on a facade, as they call it.
Yes. And a masquerade.
But when we do that, it starts to affect us negatively. It's not healthy. It's not good. That's why I use therapy, which is a safe space to get things off your chest. And there's no better way to use therapy than with BetterHelp.
Ah, very nice.
So if you've been hearing a lot about therapy and you've been wanting to give it a try, but you don't want to, you know, go through the hassle of finding a therapist, driving their awkward waiting rooms, give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suitable to your schedule.
Perfect.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Ooh. Love it.
It helps to get things off your chest. It helps to talk about it.
Right.
So get those things off your chest with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/segments. You go there and you get 10% off your first month.
Ooh, all right. Segments, folks.
Yes. BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
To get matched with your therapist as soon as possible. And if you use that coupon code by going to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll get 10% off your first month.
Nice.
Give it a try. It'll help.
Yeah.
With BetterHelp. This was a live podcast, which is always fun to do. Thank you to everybody who came out. I'm going to address this in the middle of the show, but we just wanted to get this right out of the way. We're going to London. We're going back to London to do a live show and a live podcast. More details at ifiwereyoushow.com and in the middle of the show. Let's get started. Bye.
Make some noise to Mr. Jake and Amir!
Gesture like it wasn't for both of us the whole time. Yeah, well, the first 15 seconds of that was for me. And then when they died down was when I pointed to you.
That's fair.
Let's get it for me again.
Putting me on a really early blast on the show.
Yeah.
First 3 seconds of the show, and I'm starting a show on blast.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You're in the red. Wow, that was fast.
To us?
To what?
Us.
What about them?
The longevity of our friendship. Care a lot about you. Care a lot about them. Care most about you. More than anything about you.
Jesus.
You're my best friend, soulmate, brother, and I don't want to say lover.
Then don't.
Lover. How are you guys? Shit. California. Attractive crowd.
Yeah, you guys are so much better looking than that New York piece of shit we performed for. Reminder for me, editing this
thing.
Yeah, edit that part out.
Right, right. And when we go to New York, we disparage Los Angeles.
Yeah.
That'll
we should edit that part out, too.
Oh, true, true. All right, cool.
Thank you guys so much for coming.
A very casual, you're welcome.
So, what are we doing?
Are you still eating that French fry?
No.
That's a crazy amount of time to take to chew.
Yeah.
It was in your mouth this whole time?
This is from dinner half an hour ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Impressive.
I haven't even gotten to the one I stole from them.
It's stored in the back of your
throat right now. I'm like a Pez dispenser, but with French fries.
Right.
So who here has heard this podcast before?
Thank God. We don't have to explain it. Let's just go.
Well, who here hasn't?
Why did you come? Who convinced you?
We already have all our fans here. We don't need anybody new.
No, that's no new friends. That's true.
Bad attitude.
Bad lyric. Cool lyric, bad attitude.
Thank you guys so much for coming out. This is our first live podcast in Los Angeles. True?
No.
Okay.
Who came to our last live podcast in Los Angeles?
Wow. Super fans.
Cool.
I barely even went to that one.
You didn't show up.
So how does it work? We get emails from people in sticky situations. We do our best.
Take one breath before the sentence and then say everything.
Just sorry, I'm still eating the fry.
You're choking. This is how you die right now.
Yeah, we receive emails from people who are like, I don't know what to do. And we read them and we try to answer them on the show. It's usually just me and my underwear and Jake in our home recording the show. And sometimes we invite 200 of our closest friends.
That's right. So what do you say you get back in your underwear, huh, pal? Are you wearing yellow underwear right now? No, striped. I know I saw it before we left. It was blue and yellow striped underwear?
Close.
What is it?
No underwear at all.
Really?
That was my dick you saw.
Wow.
I'm that big of a UCLA fan.
Wow.
It looks like a Dr. Seuss cartoon down there.
Yeah.
Oh, the places I'll grow. Sorry.
Yeah.
I shouldn't hold that while I said that. How come you're using the mic stand and I'm not?
I wanted two hands free for my whiskey, but here we go.
All right. Did we explain everything that we need to explain? Should we get the party started?
Yeah, let's get the party started.
Most parties involve me sitting down anyway, so this
is... Nobody ever says get the party started about a podcast. But we're drinking. Let's do it, huh?
Yeah. Right. So we're going to need to give these real emails from real people fake names in order to preserve their anonymity.
You thought everyone's going to finish that sentence, huh? to preserve their... Oh, cool.
We just broke the world record for most people saying anonymity by exactly how many people said it.
Amazing. That's why we started the podcast.
Yeah, we're done. We finished. So who said they were here for the first time? You? Right there? You here for the first time? What's your name, ma'am? Just give us your first name, middle initial, social security number, last name. And if you have like a frequent flyer or a TSA pre-approval number, that'd be great too. No, what's your first name? Anna?
Anna.
Does anyone have a non-shitty name? Like a real fucking American name? I'm sorry, Anna. Like, what is that?
She's never heard the podcast. She doesn't even know you're kidding right now.
She doesn't.
Everyone else is like, oh, this is funny. And she just thinks you're ridiculing her and everyone's laughing.
She doesn't know my name. That's the problem.
It's true. It's Anna.
My name is so much more fucked up than yours, Anna. You have no idea what name I give at restaurants, Anna. It's not Amir. They can't understand it. I say Ben. And they know I'm lying. All right. I just realized this was written by a male. So we can't use... Anna, do you have a father? Oh, I hope she doesn't say no.
Jesus.
This is going to be the worst comedy show for her.
How could she not have a father? Even if he's dead, she at least had a father, you know?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
She was born in a test tube by a scientist who died and she never learned his name. No male figure. What's your daddy's name?
How was the show, Anna? Well, they made fun of my name and called out my dead dad, and that was by minute 6.
We still don't know if he's okay.
What is your father's name? Oh, he's good. He's good, everyone. He's good.
Give it up for Anna's dad name.
Joseph. Great name.
Cool name.
Joseph writes... Hey guys, so I'm a junior in high school, and recently my best friend started calling me baby penis. Somehow this name stuck, and I am known by the whole school as baby penis. I have a normal-sized dick, about 7 inches. This nickname has hurt my game big time. I used to hook up with a girl about once a month, and now I have not gotten any action
In months, do I try and get one of those chicks I banged to tell everyone it's not small, or do I just whip it out in front of a lot of people and deal with the consequences? Thanks, Joseph.
Joseph. So it's a multiple choice quiz where both answers are wrong.
We're set up to fail. I think if you want to avoid ridicule, whipping your dick out is not the way to do it.
Well, they will stop calling him baby penis.
Yeah, they'll start calling him like...
pervert.
Yeah.
Creepy guy that whipped his penis out.
Yeah.
They might not call him at all because they'll just get expelled from school. Right?
They'll forget about him. So what would you do if somebody called you baby penis?
No one would ever call me baby penis.
Relax, dude.
Do you want to see my fucking dick right
Holy
now?
Holy shit, he's doing it. If you're listening at home, he's doing it. This is insane how much he's doing it, listeners at home.
Listeners at
home. I see his dick.
And now it's out. What do you mean? Why are you booing?
Baby dick.
No! I have a micro penis.
It's funny that he's like, I have a normal size dick, 7 inches.
Which is a little...
It's a little above average.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Just because I've heard the average is six inches.
6 inches, of course. Especially the average between our two. At 8 and 4.
How dare you? How dare you?
I didn't say whose was whose.
Oh, okay.
I just pointed
once. Mine's 4. It seems like everybody would know that baby dick was a fake nickname, right? Baby penis?
Yeah, that's not a real thing,
right? No one thinks he really has. I don't think it's actually affecting his game.
Yeah, I bet he's not really hooking up with chicks nonetheless.
You know what? I think it's confidence that matters more than size. Am I right, ladies? Everyone boo.
Worst crowd ever. Yeah, I feel like if somebody called me Baby Dick, the best thing to do is embrace the name. Perhaps get a BD tattoo somewhere on your small dick.
I don't just have a baby penis, I don't even have a penis.
Yeah.
It's a stump. And then, well, it's kind of cool, because then, like, any girl you hook up with is like, oh my goodness, I thought you had a baby penis, but this is very average, 7 inches. I think you're right, you embrace it. You definitely don't whip your dick out, especially because I feel like you get performance anxiety when you're just whipping your penis out.
Yeah, if I whipped my penis out right now, probably as small as 4 as your dick would be right now.
Right, well, of course, I'm like performing, I'm like drinking a little whiskey, I'm scared, I have a little acorn penis right now.
That's your new nickname.
No, I'm the Pinch.
Loser.
Oh my god. For everybody listening at home, I just did crab claws. So
I don't know what to tell this guy other than embrace it.
Embrace it?
Embrace the baby dick. Don't whip your dick out.
Embrace it, face it. It took your mother 9 months to mace it.
Yeah. Which is a long time it would take to mace a penis, I feel like. 9 whole months.
What do you do if you actually have a baby penis? That's even trickier.
Yeah. I bet you'd write into a podcast freaking out a little bit. Not to call this guy out, but I'm saying your penis is probably not a normal 7 inches.
You think this guy doesn't have a 7-inch penis?
I bet it would.
Joseph, if you're listening, will you send us a picture of your penis? Is that crazy to ask for?
Do they make like, you know how you take a picture of your penis, you have to have a ruler next to it, right?
No, not necessarily. What guys here have taken pictures of their penises? Oh, I don't believe that no one's done it. Yeah. How about a girl, if you're here with your boyfriend, you tell me if you took a picture of his penis. There's a couple of woos.
Was it next to a ruler? How did you know what the scale was?
What?
Was it next to an army man? A jelly bean? How do you know?
Have you ever taken a picture of your penis?
I haven't taken a photo, but I've definitely slid it up against a ruler. It was a protractor, actually, as long as we're being safe. I wanted to see the angle at which it curved, yeah. And then I calculated sort of from there what a triangle would be based on the cosine.
And this doing the math got you super hard.
Yeah, just holding the protractor. Even thinking about it now, yeah. I can see your penis growing through the no underwear that you're wearing. Are you really wearing no underwear?
Now I'm wearing underwear.
Are they blue and yellow?
They're blue.
All right.
I am glad we got to the bottom of that. All right.
Moving on?
Moving on from JoJo. We need yet another man's name.
I heard Anthony first, but somebody keeps on saying Malfoy? Malfoy? I like it.
Malfoy writes.
Now that's a name, all right? Anna, sorry. Malfoy.
Malfoy writes, a couple years ago, I had a really close relationship with this girl. We would IM and video chat for hours. Since then, we have drifted apart, and we barely talk anymore. I still kind of want to have a thing for this girl, and I was wondering if I should just go for it or let it go. A little more information. Keep in mind, this girl is way out of my league, and our previous relationship happened when she was less popular. Furthermore, when we used to talk a lot, she would just ask me for advice about a lot of things, and this often included the boys that she had a crush on. At the moment, I'm a 5'5" annoying loser, and she's a 9 out of 10. Do I have any chances with this girl? P.S. Most of her friends dislike me, and one of them constantly yells at me. Love, Malfoy.
In fact, she's yelling at me right now. Shut up!
It seems like the problem was with the girl who's constantly yelling. Who deserves that?
Why is it a question? Should I talk to this girl who wants nothing to do with me, all of her friends hate me, and I can't talk to her?
Yeah. He's also a 5 foot, 5 inch loser.
No, it's not up to him, right? Like, yeah, talk to her. He's like, no, I tried.
But her friend just wouldn't stop screaming. I couldn't talk over her.
Constantly yelling.
I think this guy's problem, like you said earlier, was confidence. Anybody who thinks they're a loser is.
A loser.
Yeah, and if you think you're a winner, you might still be a loser. So how do you know if you're a winner?
You have to sort of think you're a loser, but you're like cool with being a loser, right?
Oh, I see.
Like, I'm a loser, but that's great. I don't fucking know.
Look at me, man. I ain't lost a day in my life. Shit.
Did you ever have that? You were like...
I was a 5'5" loser once.
And you were a guy who was like, these girls came to talk to about the guys that they actually liked.
Yeah, I would get that. Like not the boyfriend, but the friend that's a boy.
Right. And did you ever end up hooking up with one of those girls?
You know what? I didn't.
Cool.
It was the damnedest thing. I was short and a loser.
And what changed?
Well, what changed was I grew 6 inches.
Nice.
Still was a loser.
Okay.
But I made internet videos sometimes. So I was able to, like, creep on 16-year-old girls.
Nice.
When I was 28.
Whoa.
How legal is that?
On a scale of 1 to... 1,
absolutely illegal.
Absolutely illegal.
Absolutely. That's correct.
It's abhorrent in the eyes of God and statutory in the eyes of the law. Yeah. So... I would say you're a devil.
Mm-hmm.
You're a sinner.
Yes,
you're
I'm a
asshole.
Saint.
I'm a sinner.
I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed. I'm a...
Y'all let me down, man. Thank you.
I'm
but
a pinch.
Like that didn't have anything to do with the song.
He's just yelling bitch at you.
Yeah. Which kind of, I don't know, it's some weird fucking fetish I have. Everybody calling me a bitch.
Bitch.
Yeah, keep going.
Stop that. All of you.
Quit
especially
it,
Anna. But especially her father.
Joseph.
Is that a level on your table? It's a level, right? Do you see that? It's a menu. Okay. You know what? These glasses are fake.
I'm surprised. Levels. So I'm just trying to fuck anything that has to do with algebra.
Anything that has to do with algebra?
I don't know, man.
What?
I saw you jerk off to a TI-83 this morning. I really did.
It was a TI-83 plus.
Thank you.
How, just Do 18-year-olds know what TI-83 pluses are? All right, good.
So they didn't make a new calculator.
Yeah. They haven't upgraded calculators since 1998.
I remember finding out about calculators and being like, what? Excuse me?
And I'm learning shit? Why?
So all third grade was about memorizing my times tables and then there's a fucking remote that does it?
And I can play Snake on it?
Why not fucking start with the calculator in third grade? Then I would have been a genius on the calculator by fourth. I never needed to know the math.
The math.
Mrs. Thompson, Mrs. Hayden, you're both whores.
Unrelated to math. Those are just your neighbors. It just got you thinking.
So wait, what was our advice to the short loser?
Oh, his specific question was, do I have any chances with this girl?
I would say no.
Usually if you rank a girl so specifically, you don't have a chance with her. Would you say that's true?
I would like you to clarify the statement a little bit.
So for example, people that look at girls and are like, you're a 9 out of 10, you're a 6, you're an 8, you're a 10. You're already dealing with such a loser that you probably can't sleep with that type of person.
Oh, I see. Cool. Yeah, yeah. I'm for that. Anybody that's like looks at a girl and is like, she's an 8, she's a 7, she's a 6.5. They're a 0. Thank you. I guess... Yeah, but like everybody rates everybody's unlike attractiveness. The scale is
Like a specific scale. I think you could just say, oh, this person's cute, I'm attracted to this person. You don't have to assign a numerical value, as much as I enjoy that.
You're trying to be too PC, man. Some girls are 10, some girls are 2.
Thank you. Hashtag no all women.
No. Now someone call me a bitch. Thank you. Yeah, maybe, but I think that this guy's problem is just that he thinks poorly of himself, not highly of somebody else. That's nice. You can have a crush on someone that you can't attain. That's what crushes are. That's great. And you can't change that you're 5'5", but maybe you can change that you think you're a loser. So you just go out and you like find a hobby or something you're passionate about, and then you're like, hey, I'm really good at skiing. And he's like, cool, I'm a good skier. I'm not a loser. I'm still 5'5", but that helps me with the slalom.
You don't know how skiing works.
No, of course not, but I don't need to. This guy does.
I'm 6 foot one.
Become a skier.
That's your advice for everybody.
Become a skier.
Your dad just owns a slope or something.
Mount Southington, CT, what up? Represent.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell this guy other than he's probably a little bit too down in the dumps to try to go after
this. Does anybody else have any feelings on what this guy's going through?
Then start your own fucking podcast.
Thank you. Bitch!
That was Anna.
He should get over it.
She was right.
There you go.
We were able to ridicule her, make her feel small, and still stole her knowledge as our own.
Next question.
Let's give it up for that question.
You're drunk with power.
They'll give it up.
Let's give it up for Tic Tacs.
Don't abuse it.
Let's give it up for Hitler. Right. Right, everyone. Thank you. Let's give it up for Altoids. Let's give it up for Stalin. They're on point. Next question. They're primed not to be racist.
Stop playing Dictator v. Candy.
Candy always wins.
All right. Another dude's name. Zijan? Bijan? Is that your name? If you waited that long, it's not. It is? Your name is Bijan?
Yes.
Merci.
You made fun of Anna, but you're afraid to make fun of Bijan. Merci. Cool. I can't see. The lights are... He's really strong, right? Bijan?
Yes.
Are you strong, sir? It doesn't matter. You can kick the shit out of me. Anybody named Bijan can beat me up. I'm such
an idiot. To be fair, Anna could beat you up.
Yeah. All right. Bijan writes, "Here's my question. I'm a college student home on a summer break, and my father got me a cool job doing office work at the company he works for. I've been working here for 2 weeks, and I love my hours. They let me come in as early as 6 so I can leave at 3 and still enjoy my evenings and do things. My dad returns from traveling in the next 2 weeks and will probably expect to do the 30-minute commute each way with me, as we don't see each other too often during the week, but his old ass won't want to arrive and leave so early. So, how should I tell him that his boy doesn't want to ride with him to the job he got me without sounding like an ungrateful, spoiled ass? Love, Bijan."
Bij. First of all, 6 a.m. to 3 isn't great hours.
Yeah, no high schooler's like, oh, this is great.
Thank God, I wake up at 5:15, I'm in the car by 5:30, and I get to work at 6, then I only have to work till 3. And then you have your evenings to do what? Nap until you have to go to bed? That's not that great.
Yeah, Bijan.
Right off the bat, you're wrong about...
The hours,
and then definitely wrong about your relationship with your father. I think... Well, you go ahead.
Well, I think he's sort of stuck. Either, or he could just tell his dad that, hey, I want to get to work early. Do you want to do that too? If he says no, you're good to go. If he says yes, you have to spend 30 minutes in a car with him. A fate worse than death.
His old ass isn't going to want to get up at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
His old stupid ass only got you the job.
And provided a house.
Yeah, his old stupid ass only wants to bring you to work.
Yeah.
That's not fair. You tell your dad to fuck off. I know I've done it before. So what you want to do is you look your dad in his beady little eyes. You say, hey, Dad, I know you went to law school and you provided a house for me and my family, but...
Your family?
Fuck off! It is my family. My mom, my sisters, my little brother, that's my family. I didn't create the family, but it's still my family, don't you think?
I guess, but
and
he
my
didn't...
dad can still go fuck himself. Hey, when I say fuck you, you say dad. Fuck you.
Dad!
Fuck you.
Dad!
Yeah! The worst part is he won't listen.
To this, or anything I say. Ever. Because he's dead.
Oh, no.
A single sad hand.
Hand, yeah.
We are gathered here today. Kanye at a funeral.
Sam Harwitz.
I think I like your idea of telling the dad to fuck off.
Really?
No, probably not. I would say suck it up and take a 30-minute drive with your old-ass dad.
Right, because someday the least he'll be dead and you won't get to drive with your old-ass dad and he'll be your dead-ass dad and you'll have to commute to work alone wondering about, I wonder if I could have had a good conversation and connected with my old man.
Yeah.
At the very least, you could just say, tell you what, Dad, I'm going to commute to work on my own on like Thursday and Friday. We'll do it together Monday through Wednesday. What?
This is the most pedantic advice. Then every other Tuesday. Right, no, write this down, no, please.
So
this is how it works.
Well, how about the first week of summer we do Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
Yeah. Then Tuesday, Thursday.
And then
of course,
the next week we'll do the solo commute Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and the dad commute Tuesday, Thursday. We'll say June 31st to July 4th is going to be all dad commute.
Yeah.
Following week, you'll have July 4th off, so that's good dad time. So the following week...
That's our time! Thank you so much, everybody! Yeah, we gave that... I mean, it was just a silly, funny question.
Thank you.
Let's get back to the sex questions.
Thank you!
I'm so sorry. We need another man's name. Reuben as a first name? Like Reuben Studdard? No. Not like what? Reuben Studdard. No, yeah, like Reuben Studdard.
Okay.
Reuben Studdard himself,
right? Rest in peace.
He's not dead.
Yes, he is.
Reuben Studdard?
Yeah.
You're thinking...
Who can tell me for a fact that he's not dead? Do you know him?
Reuben Studdard!
Ladies and gentlemen!
I died 4 weeks ago.
Mr.
You
Stutter.
Were right.
Wait, he lost like 200 pounds.
Really?
And then died?
No, that's another lie. But I could lie about Ruben Studdard all day.
Nobody knows anything. That's the beauty of Ruben Studdard.
Wait, did he lose weight? I can't remember. Whatever. Read the question. All right.
Hey, guys. I recently ran into some luck with the ladies and ended a six-month dry spell. I Tindered my way into meeting two chicks for drinks last week and ended up fucking one of them over the weekend. But here's the problem. I haven't had sex in so long, I ended up busting my nut after four pumps. Do you have any tips for how to last longer in bed? This girl wants to hang out again this weekend, and I don't want her thinking I suck at fucking. Love, Ruben Studdard.
It seems like it's okay because he fucked her, he did a bad job, but she still wants to hang out, so it doesn't necessarily sound like it was a...
Yeah, but now that he's getting another opportunity, he doesn't want to blow it.
Right.
Too early. Very good. Usually yelling out is bad, but that was good.
Does anyone here suffer from premature ejaculation?
Is there... Yeah!
This guy just stood up on the stage.
And came.
Instantly came. Clapping sent him into a frenzy.
Is that considered premature ejaculation?
Four pumps?
I don't know. Is there like an amount of pumps? Or is it like ejaculating before you even get in?
Oh, that, I mean, that's... God, have you ever done that?
What? Done what? Next question.
What's the quickest you ever came when you were fucking someone?
This is why I told my parents not to come.
Good.
But
this is actually why I told your parents to come. Jerome, Rivka, come up here.
They come on stage with Ruben Studdard.
Both coming?
I don't know, pretty quickly. Probably four or five pumps.
Four or five pumps?
Yeah.
And what did you do? Say I'm sorry?
I don't know. That's a good... Do you apologize? That just might make it worse. Maybe you say, oh, that turned me on so much that I couldn't control myself. Thoughts? Fears, frustrations? Where do we land on that line?
I don't know.
Because I've been using it more than a lot.
I was in a relationship for 2.5 years and she always turned me on so much.
Yeah, she used to just then finish my sentence for me. Sorry, that turned me on. Oh, I know, too much. Exactly right.
Four pumps isn't enough.
Four pumps is not enough for her?
For anyone. That's not a good, enjoyable time.
I feel like if you're a guy, as long as you're orgasming, it doesn't quite matter if it's four or 40.
No, because you don't want to orgasm and then feel bad after.
No, yeah, that's after. True. That's true. It feels bad emotionally, but physically it feels exactly the same.
No. No, a guilty orgasm
your
doesn't
dick
feel
doesn't
like
care. It's just like, yeah! Four pumps, 400, whatever, man.
I will, like, yeah, that's sort of like a little bit of a, like, a fantasy of mine that I just, like, get to have sex and, like, not worry about anything, and it's just...
Yeah.
I just come.
Well, that's what masturbation is.
It's not the same. I can't remember what we were talking about.
I think it was scheduling a dad's rides with his son.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, say fuck off, Dad. All right, well, in my mind, if I had sex with someone, which is, yeah, I'm sure this has happened, like, prematurely ejaculated, and I came too early, you just, you know, you just wait, and then you can come again later. That's fine.
Come again?
Thank you.
No, I'm serious. I couldn't hear you. Come again?
Come again later.
Oh, yeah, come again later.
Come again. Yeah. You just come again.
But everybody, what about tips for lasting longer?
I think you just have to get out of your head. As soon as you start thinking like, oh, fuck, I'm going to come too soon, then you always come too soon.
No, that's not going to work. Here's what you want to do. Three schools of thought. One, think about something else. Baseball. Graphing calculators.
No, because then you like... First of all, then you'll come...
I'm not talking about me.
I used to do that, and I would be like, all right, I'm like having sex, and I'm like, all right, think about my grandfather. And sometimes when he like eats...
Oh,
like,
no.
I know.
So he has like these like puddles of saliva form on the side of his mouth, and it's like crumbs.
Yeah.
And he's
and then you start getting
it, like,
off
drip,
to that.
Drip onto the plate that he's eating, and they're like coming to like eat it again. And
yeah.
Right.
Did
so
it
I
work?
Think about that. No, I would nut. And
and then next time you
like,
see
no
your grandfather,
you're still like there's still friction against your penis in a wet tight place. You're gonna come, and then you're like, who am I? I came thinking about my grandfather.
And then next time you see your grandfather, a Pavlovian response, he starts chewing, you're getting hard. What the fuck's going on?
Nandana, why?
Let me start thinking about fucking a girl, but it's too late. You're jizzing.
So,
and it's IHOP.
I think...
or wherever.
You came at an IHOP. You 100% came at an IHOP. I've never been so sure of anything in my goddamn life.
I was Rudy Tootie that day. Pancakes, too.
I don't know. I think you just... you don't think about anything. You just embrace the fact that you came early, and you decide that next time is a new time, and that's going to be okay.
No, that's not going to work. Here's another school of thought. Masturbate before she gets there. That way, you're running low on sexual energy, so you can last longer.
And your penis smells like Vaseline, and it's not as hard. If you masturbate, then you get another erection. It's not as hard. It's a softer erection.
Is that true?
I think so. I'm not a doctor.
Diminishing marginal returns for the erection?
Is it inappropriate if I ask the ladies if they have had experience with guys that come too soon?
Yes, it's inappropriate.
And since I can't see... oh, is that the answer, that it's inappropriate? You guys have had experiences with that?
Yes.
All right, I can't see anyone's face, so you're completely anonymous right now.
Turn on the house lights, please. I want to see their faces while they answer this question.
I would like to know, is that like a deal breaker? If that happens once, are you like, this guy can't fuck, and then you forget about him?
Wow, yes.
So now I understand why this dude's nervous.
Quick
he
on the draw.
He might have slept with a yes. Who knows if he slept with a no?
Well, actually, it's very apropos of our next question. What?
He slept with a no.
They want to hang out again.
They wouldn't hang out again. That's 100% right.
But
everybody
gets
better at sex. You have
how
sex
many strikes do
once?
You get before you're out? What if he whiffs again? Three pumps the next time. I'm giving him practical advice to last longer.
Doesn't sex always get better the more you get to know someone?
That's beautiful.
I don't know anyone. It's just.
But no.
Fine.
This next question is actually very correlated, as it were, because. Well, let me just read it.
Okay.
What did we call this last person? Bijan? No, this was Ruben, right. So we'll call this person Clay Aiken. Clay Aiken writes, sorry if this is a long question. Amir can sit this question out because I'm sure he won't relate. All right. Anyway, I recently met this chick on Twitter and we quickly moved to texts and some other light flirting in the DMs. Once we moved to texts, things got sexual fast. I was telling her all sorts of things like I'm going to make you scream my name and we're going to go all night. And at the time, I thought I could, but then when we met up, she got hella freaky. I started hitting it from the back, and she quickly started throwing it back hard. I just couldn't handle it. I busted a nut in 1 minute. I pulled out, and she turned around to see my condom filled. Her mood changed so quick, and she started reading my text sarcastically and saying things like, that didn't happen, and you wish... I tried to tell her I could get it back up, but she didn't want to hear it. After I left, she started posting things to Twitter about how she hates when dudes lie about their sex game and shit. How can I get this girl to let me redeem myself and give her that good dick? Thanks in advance. Clay Aiken.
Makes so much sense.
So this is what he's afraid of.
Right, but that's a rare
circumstance. This super villain
woman. I'll say
woman.
That's a rare circumstance.
She's
a sex fiend.
She reads
she's
text
mean.
Sarcastically.
She did that on purpose. You have to think the entire thing was all calculated. She threw it back to make him nut, and she wanted to make him feel like a butt.
It's.
You're welcome to applaud for that rhyme. It was off the cuff, and it was actually more than enough.
It's funny, he called me out for saying I couldn't relate, and he was right, actually.
I don't have any idea what he's talking
about.
You
said you once came in four pumps.
That's true. I just meant about the turning a Twitter follower into a lover of sorts.
You have never done that either?
No, I have not.
Ta-da.
So this is what these guys are afraid of, these girls who are, you know, going to give these dudes one chance and then say bye-bye.
Right. Everybody's not necessarily great at sex the first time. You have to, like, feel each other out and keep having sex. And if you're attracted to their personality, then you might be attracted to their body and not at first. Then maybe you just keep on fucking a little bit.
So your advice is for that guy to tweet that sentence at her.
That's probably over the character limit, but yeah. Maybe you can, like, DM her and ask for her email address. Oh, they moved to text.
Yeah, so that'll fit.
There we go.
So just explain. He should probably, like you said, just explain, hey, listen, I was just turned on for the first time, but give me another chance, and I swear I can do yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, I don't know. He might be too much in his head now. Maybe just cut and run and forget about it.
Move on to the next.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard. I've been stumped.
What do you think of my masturbating before the lady comes over idea? I'm afraid you dismissed it a little too quickly.
I just don't think, like, if you're in your head that much to where you're masturbating before you see someone, well, I guess if it's sort of placebo and quells your fears about your, like, performance anxiety, because I think premature ejaculation is all performance anxiety based.
I think it's a sensitivity thing. The more you masturbate, the less sensitive your penis is.
Right, so I think it's in your mind. I think it's, like, emotional. You think it's physical. You think it's, like, science. I think it's energy.
That's beautiful. But you're wrong.
So are you.
And that's what makes this perfect.
Cheers.
That was the sound of our dicks touching for people listening at home. We're almost at the end, so why don't we take our break now?
Thanks for giving me a story. Yeah.
Whoa. First of all, I set the over-under for when I said now to Jake's virginity story at half a second, and we just barely hit the under, 0.43 seconds. Secondly, Anna's the one that yelled it. It's like she wanted it and knew the entire time.
Shit, that's why she came.
This is the most exciting part for the live crowd and the least exciting part for the people at home, because we can't let the story get out there. So what we do is cut to commercial break for the people listening at home. And if you're
wait,
here...
Wait, actually, you know what? This is the first time I'm going to tell it for the people at home, too. I'm just kidding. We're going to go to commercial break.
Yeah!
What better time to announce our live shows in London than right now? That's right, we're returning to London for the first time since last summer. We're going to be at the O2 Shepherd's Bush Empire Theater. I'm so sorry for pronouncing that like a dumb American. On September 8th, we're going to be doing two shows, which is kind of a first for us because the first one is going to be our sketch and stand-up show, you know, like the same style we've been touring with, but with totally new content, new jokes, new comedy. And the second show is going to be our first ever live podcast in London. We're very excited to be coming back. You can actually buy tickets to one show or to both shows, or actually to neither show, but I guess that won't be as fun. And of course, we're going to be hanging out after the show, trying to meet as many as you as possible. People keep asking us to come to London, to come back and do another show or to do a live podcast there. And we're so excited we were able to do both in one magical, I think it'll be a magical night in an awesome theater. It's a pretty big venue, so it's going to be very, very fun. Please come by. Tickets are already selling very fast, so snatch them up while you can. Now, before we get back to the rest of the show, a quick advertisement for another podcast in the Podcast One Network. It's a basketball show called Short Corner that I actually guest hosted on last week. So if you like basketball, check it out. We run this ad on our show, and then they run a If I Were You ad on other podcasts, and it helps us increase our exposure. Listen, I don't need to explain this to you guys. You know how advertisements work. Trust us. It's a good thing. All right? Off we go.
My name's Paul Shirley.
And I am Justin Halpern.
We do a podcast called Short Corner.
Paul is gone this week, so we had guest host Amir Blumenfeld from Jake and Amir and College Humor and their podcast, Rich.
If I Were You on podcast1.com.
So are you a big NBA fan?
Nope, never heard of it. Well, they just plopped me down on this chair and said, talk sports, so I don't know, we'll see what happens. No, I am a big fan.
It was magic. Do you think Paul should even come back, Rich?
Why bother?
No, we miss Paul.
We had him on the show, too.
Find us at podcastone.com and let us make love to your ears.
If you're listening at home, you didn't miss much. Some guy from Burlington started talking. It was weird. I think we have time for one more question. Do you want to read this question? Nah, fuck it. I'll do it.
All right.
Ethan from Burlington writes... I'm a 16-year-old student in Ireland, and about a week ago I was in class when the guy sitting next to me stole my quite expensive jacket that I had toiled and slaved for weeks to afford. I didn't exactly see him take it, but events leading up to it and after the fact, as well as several witness testimonies, have left me 100% sure it was him. I've already gone to the teachers and whatnot, but they basically told me to fuck off. The guy who did it is a well-known thief and has been caught stealing two jackets already this year, as well as numerous school books, but he somehow keeps getting away with it. A few months ago, he put up a profile pic of him wearing someone else's stolen jacket, but everybody seemed to just accept it. He now acts all cocky to me, though never actually admitting the crime, as he has gotten away scot-free again. I feel like I need to steal something of equal value off him to get him back and teach this asshole a lesson. What would you do if you were me, love? Ethan from Burlington.
Burlington Coat Factory.
Nice.
Thank you.
We planted Ethan there to make that joke.
It was all worth it. Is there actual advice?
I would say steal something back. What sort of caped crusader is this guy? Stealing shit, putting it online, and getting away with it? Also, what sort of backwards schools do they run in Ireland? Where the school, the teachers tell you to fuck off.
This kid stole my jacket. Fuck off!
What does this guy have on the teachers? He's protected entirely.
Shit. Yeah, steal something, right? I don't know. Steal your jacket back? But he hasn't. He has got no proof. You don't get it. You have the jacket.
It's the thief.
The jacket thief. He's a well-known jacket thief. This vigilante thief in Ireland. He steals from the cold and gives to the, or steals from the warm and gives to the cold.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robin Hood. I got there.
Eventually, you gotta steal shit back from him. I feel like.
Wait a second. I remember in third grade, Luis Rodriguez stole my X-Men cards. I know.
There's no time for your spoken word poetry.
Now, Luis Rodriguez was a kid on the wrong side of the tracks. And I wanted these cards right back, didn't I? So I went to Ms. Vashi and I said, "Hey, Ms. Vashi, Luis stole my cards." And she said, "Isn't that hard?" And I said, "Yes."
This is really impressive so far. Continue.
Ms. Vashi, those cards were the best. Wolverine, I mean, holy shit, there goes Rogue, and she goes nowhere, where goes Rogue? And Luis Rodriguez, I don't know where he is. But I'll tell you where we go, down to Puerto Rico, where Luis' family was from, and I didn't know what was to come, but I said, "Luis, I know it's hard. So why don't you keep those cards?" I don't know where he is today. I don't know where he is today, but I will say, Luis Rodriguez, wherever you are, you can still keep the cards. Thank you. I blacked out. Are we still talking about nutting too early? So four pumps and he was done, or what?
Holy shit, dude. That would have been so impressive if I didn't catch you rehearsing it backstage for 2 hours. No, that was improvised. Give it up for Jake.
And give it up for Amir hosting the entire podcast himself. Thank you.
Wait. We do have 10 more minutes.
Oh. What the fuck did you say was our last question?
Because I kept one question in the bag just in case you did an amazing slam poetry thing. So we'll call this one a bonus live podcast question. And we need a girl's name, a lady's name.
I can't hear any name that anyone's saying.
Anna.
Yvonne?
Anna.
No. Full circle. Anna, what a pleasure. I'm sorry, Yvonne. This is too perfect.
Anna writes.
Is it crazy to ask Anna to read it?
Anna? Will Anna? You read this as would if you, it was you emailing us the entire time? Let's get it for
do
Anna.
Us the Anna.
We need you to, yeah. Unless you have a microphone. She doesn't.
I'll bring mine to her. God, your legs are thin.
I don't know if you heard the Jason Rodriguez shit, but that was sort of off the cuff.
All right, here's the microphone.
Okay. Dear Jake and Amir, I've recently broken up with my boyfriend for a year because of a lot of reasons. But the main reason...
You're doing great.
The main reason why I broke up with him is that the sex isn't that good with him. He likes getting his butt licked a lot. But never goes down on me because he thinks my pussy is too gross for him. And he can't stand the taste of it.
Anna. You vixen. You coy little diva. Continue.
It doesn't bother me at first, mainly because of my own insecurities down there.
Sure.
But started getting...
You don't have to repeat yourself. I understand what you mean. Continue.
But started getting annoyed at how selfish it was of him. We share a lot of interests and hobbies that I'm thinking of getting back with him after he asked me a couple of weeks after our breakup. But I don't know how to approach the issue on the pussy licking and butt licking part. So here's my question. Should I get back with him and ignore the issue, or is he being an ass for this?
He's gay. Great question. Holy shit. Let's go for Anna.
She read that flawlessly.
Yeah. This, and that was hard because this is written in Hebrew. I don't know if you guys can see it. Modern Hebrew. She translated it on the fly. This is a fucking hard one. He wants his ass to be licked always. But on the plus side, they share a lot of hobbies.
That's good.
They
have
both
the same
like,
interests. One of the interests is not oral sex.
No, yeah.
He's interested in getting his ass licked, but
right.
not licking anyone's vagina.
Of course. That's gross.
That's gross. That's
yeah,
foul.
Who wants to lick a vagina?
You know what it tastes like. Anyway,
yeah.
Eat my ass.
Do you know
is... Buttholes, specifically mine, yeah.
Yeah.
Young.
I'm not
That's
going
good.
Down on you, a place where you probably wash a lot, but I would like you to eat where poo-poo comes out of. You know, don't worry, I do wipe it a couple times with dry paper, smearing the shit around but never washing the
I'm
area.
I'm not against ass licking, I'm just against the double standard. So I resent the you calling an asshole dirty, it's all beautiful.
I don't want to go down there and start tasting salty Snicker Snacks.
It doesn't taste like that. If you ever,
have you ever washed your asshole?
No one ever licks my asshole. And wait, have I ever washed my, yes?
Specifically your asshole? Specifically the anus?
Of course.
How deep did you get? Deeper than a tongue would? Answer my question. Did you get deeper than a tongue would in your asshole when you washed it? Because if not, you're asking a girl to eat your shit. You're a shit eater. And then wipe that shit-eating grin off your face.
How dare you? First of all, I've never asked a girl to eat my asshole, but it is clean enough for it to be eaten. I resent the accusation. And I've eaten plenty of girls' assholes, and none of them tasted like shit. They all tasted beautiful. All you ladies and men out there have beautiful little rosebud anuses.
Rosebud ani.
Yeah, I said that.
That's what Citizen Kane was based on, right?
So, this guy just misses getting his asshole licked,
yeah.
Right?
I like
hey, it's been a few weeks, and I haven't found anyone who will lick my asshole without at least asking for an explanation or oral sex reciprocated. So can we get back together? Because you were the only girl who I got to lick my butt without having to do anything.
And girls are so beautiful and pristine, she's actually considering it.
This guy should have a lonely asshole forever. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. No? Is there anybody out here who wants to lick this guy's asshole? Mixed reviews. Mostly silent, two yeses and one no.
And 193 abstains.
193 ass stains. I apologize.
Don't.
Unequivocally, I apologize for that.
This guy, you shouldn't get back with the ass licker guy. And if you do, you should
but
broach
not just
up.
Just because he wants his ass licked, that's fine. You shouldn't do it because he calls your pussy gross.
Yeah,
that's
she says
crazy.
she has her own insecurities about this, or about her vagina. It's probably stemming from the fact that she's eaten his butthole, and thought that was any more sanitary than him going down on her. So our suggestion is, can we get a leave that asshole chant? Or not even a chant, just a single time scream.
Right, so sort of like a one, two, three.
Leave that asshole!
That's our time! Thank you so much for coming, everybody! And thanks again to Anna.
Special thanks.
If you like this show, we do it in the privacy of our own home every Monday and sometimes on Thursday at ifiwereyoushow.com. Thanks so much for coming, everyone, and thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Thank you.